Chapter 58, A New Leader for the Church, July through August 1844. After the prophet Joseph Smith was killed, the church did not have a president. The saints were not sure who should be their leader. Most of the apostles were away on missions. Sidney Rigdon had been Joseph Smith's counselor, but he had not obeyed the Lord and had moved away from Nauvoo. When Sidney Rigdon heard that Joseph Smith was dead, he came back to Nauvoo. He wanted to be the leader of the church. The apostles who were away on missions also came back to Nauvoo when they learned of Joseph's death. Brigham Young was the leader of the apostles. He said the Lord had given the apostles the authority to lead the church until a new president was chosen. The members of the church had a meeting. First, Sidney Rigdon spoke to them and said he should be the leader of the church. Then Brigham Young spoke and said the apostles should lead the church. The Holy Ghost was with him. Brigham Young's voice sounded like Joseph Smith's voice, and to some people, he even looked like Joseph Smith. The saints knew that God had chosen the apostles to lead the church, and they all voted to accept the apostles as their leaders. Sidney Rigdon was angry. He went back to his home and started a church of his own. He was no longer a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.